7. As the Good Day Weekend program continues with a focus on the new year, we have with us the supermarket guru himself, Phil Lempert, is the star of the hour, star of the day, star of the program. His information is distributed around the world, not only in America, but all around the world. He's that well known as the supermarket guru, and you can go to his website, supermarketguru.com, for his daily news flashes, for his hits and misses. Lots of conversation this weekend about food, where to get it, how good it is, etc., etc., etc. I found this interesting, Phil, this study out this week suggesting there's bacteria in paper towels as before you even use them.
Well, there's bacteria in everything. You know, it's part of our lives. And I think that one of the biggest problems that we've got, whether people are constantly using Purell or antibiotic soap and so on, all the studies have shown that that's really interfering with the way our bodies react to bacteria. Mm-hmm. So we've really decreased our immunity for all these things. And, you know, a little bacteria is not bad. Bacteria is bad when it's E. coli, when it's salmonella, when it's some of these deadly strains. But just having bacteria on things, whether it's doorknobs, I can't tell you how many people I see coming out of restrooms with, you know, holding paper towels on their doorknobs and things like that. And then they take that and then they put it in their pocket or in their purse or whatever else. And, you know, you just have to wonder if we've gotten a little carried away.
Well, we become victims to our own devices, if you will. We become slaves to the foolishness in the news media. Common sense does not prevail. And as you just suggested, you have Listeria and Salmonella and E. coli. There are bad strains of those, very bad. And for the most part, you can't really get rid of all of it. You'd like to be able to get rid of it, but you can't. But if you bring your children into the world the same as you were brought, think about your own resistance to things. And where do you think it comes from? It comes from your exposure to them. What do you think polio vaccine is, or any, the flu vaccine? It's introducing into your body the element of the disease or the problem, so it works to build up your immune system. So these things don't take hold. And so the healthier your immune system is, and the better you've prepared yourself, I have to believe that my years on the farm and continuing to be exposed to the things on the farm have been what's made me as healthy as I am, knock on wood. And you have come from, your grandfather's a farmer. You've had that in your family. I think that many people overlook it, or they just don't learn it in school, how important it is to be exposed to things so that you do build up an immunity. Dirt's good for you, not bad for you.
Absolutely. And again, to your point, we've gotten just so carried away, whether it makes great news headline stories. You know, it's just absolutely absurd. I know a lot of kids or a lot of parents that won't allow their kids when they go out to play in sandboxes in the parks and stuff like that. It's just like, come on.
It's like going down the street now on a tractor in my neighborhood where the farm is. And you go by children on the street, they look at you, they have this strange expression, and they hold their ears like their mother has told them to cover their ears to make sure that it's like we're getting a bunch. You remember the expression ninnies?
Yep.
When we were kids, we're raising a bunch of ninnies. They're afraid of everything. Oh, my ears are going to hurt. Ooh, that's terrible, all that noise. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so foolish.
And just imagine when you were describing that. In fact, you and I were talking about this recently. I just remember when I was a kid in the summer riding my bike behind that truck that, you know, with the mosquito DTD that came out. And, you know, DDT smelled really good.
Yeah, right. It was fun.
And I'm fine.
Yes, you are fine.
Maybe not fine.
You're close. Yeah. Not bad. Phil Lempert is here with our overview of what's going on in the food department, the food industry, the foods for New Year's. How do we occupy our time? Who are we going to have joining us later on this hour, Phil?
We're going to talk about a new app, and you know how much I love
apps. You love them, yeah.
But this is a holiday party sobriety app. So you can test yourself with your mobile device to see whether or not you should be driving. And last week we had a technical problem, so we didn't have Dr. Drew Ramsey with us, the author of The Happiness Diet, but he's going to be with us this week. And later on I'm going to tell you what I think is going to be one of the biggest trends this year, and it's called black foods.
Big trend in black foods. Black being the color?
Can't tell you anything more.
It's a big surprise. Yeah, all right. So black foods.
Yep.
Put that in your right in the front of your brain there. One other story this week that I thought would be important for us to discuss, the essence of where all of the food for New Year's and where to get it. And is it do we have the same thing going on in the food stores we have going on in the department stores? You wait till the last minute and you'll get a deal, or you wait till tomorrow to shop instead of buying it today. What's the best way for people to get the best bang for their buck this holiday weekend food-wise?
Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're waiting to go shopping now or New Year's Eve, forget about it. It's gone. Whatever you want that's high quality, that's terrific, is gone. You might be able to get some Christmas cookies on sale, but hey, they're a week old. You don't want those anyway.
Yeah, I do. I'll take them. All right. One thing from China. A study finds this week that they have a lot of, in their own, the food that they're eating, never mind what they're shipping overseas, a lot of fungi that causes cancers in their population in China.
You know, I've been to China. I spent about 2.5 weeks there, actually going from food factory to food factory to food factory. And, you know, they don't have the same sanitary procedures as we do. And I just recently was at a meeting with people who raise fish, and they said, you know, we're really cleaning up our act. We're taking it very seriously, and they're investing a lot of money to do it. But then at the end, he said, and you know how serious we take it, because when anybody is found to do something wrong, we take them out and we shoot them.
Right.
Now, that's not the answer that I'd like. You know, I think that we just have such a disparate view of what sanitation is and should be with the Chinese, that it's going to take, you know, a long time until we can truly trust all the foods that come from China. And frankly, you know, we've got a big problem because so many of our foods do come from there, whether it's seafood, now up to about 65%, apple juice. You know, a lot of people give their kids apple juice until they realize that about 95% of all apple juice in this country is coming from China.
Yeah. Well, the buyer beware. It applies, that slogan, that phrase applies to your food as well as everything else.
Absolutely.
It's 800-510-8255. Connects with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, or and Doug Steffen, and or Chris Benham, who's the chief demand officer at WebRoot Software. The app sobriety test in the focus next year on Good Day Weekend.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are
gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
With the holiday season winding down, it's time to look forward to 2012. How will you make the most of the coming year? Whatever your goals are, from budget to wellness, Starbucks wants to help you achieve them. They have little tricks to help us along the way. If you're looking for great deals, take advantage of the Starbucks year-end sale from December 26th to January 9th. Enjoy up to 50% off holiday merchandise in-store. If you're a frequent Starbucks visitor, now's a great time to register for the My Starbucks Rewards program to earn rewards each time you pay with your Starbucks card. The My Starbucks Rewards program includes balance protection and exciting previews and merchandise discounts that will keep you saving all year long. Finally, after all the parties and holiday meals, you can go to Starbucks for smart, small indulgences to keep you on track to meet your wellness goals. They have a line of mini desserts, like cake pops, a customer favorite. At just $1.50 each and under 200 calories, you'll have room left over in your budget and your waistline.
Pleasant sounding lady. All right. Help yourself to information here. Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert on the Good Day program. There are so many people talking, as is usually the case. It's like we hear these stories, talk about them, involve ourselves, inveigle ourselves into these stories about the holiday parties and drinking and all that other stuff. But yet there are still stupid things that go on, Phil.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you take a look at what's gone out with whether it's holiday parties for companies or just holiday parties, you know, personally and so on, this is the time where you don't want to screw around. I mean, you don't want to drink and drive. You want to stay off the roads as much as you can. And people, for whatever reason, just still don't listen. They're out there, and they're creating problems for themselves and for the rest of us.
All right, so let's bring Chris Benham in here from WebRoof Software and find out from him through you how this sobriety test app works.
Well, Chris, first of all, welcome to Good Day Weekend. Glad to have you here.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, tell us, you know, when I think about an app, and I love apps, as Doug knows, and I think about holiday sobriety, the two just don't seem to work for me.
Well, we're trying to close that gap. The app that we've created is actually, just to be clear, it's much more of a game than it is a true legitimate sobriety test. But that said, it is an app that you can download to your Android device or Apple device. And at the end of a good time, before you make the next step, whether it's posting something on your social media network that you shouldn't, or as you said, choosing to drive or go someplace else and either endanger yourself or embarrass yourself, we've put this little test together that allows you to determine whether or not you should take those next steps or maybe just go to bed.
Well, you know, you're bringing up a really good point, Chris, that it's not just, you know, hurting somebody else while you're driving, but in this era of social media, I've seen a lot of people post a lot of things that they never should have.
Absolutely. And that's really where this idea started from. WebRoot's first order of business is protecting people and businesses from online cyber criminals and viruses. But, you know, sometimes being safe and secure involves protecting you from yourself, especially this time of year, and especially as it relates to social networks. You know, embarrassing yourself on a social network, although not as damaging as getting a computer virus, certainly isn't very fun. And that's where the holiday party sobriety test comes in. It's a fun, free way to keep you from doing things that might embarrass yourself the next day.
All right, so how easy is this to download?
It's very simple to download. You go to webroot.com. Sometimes WebRoot, the company name itself, acts as a sobriety test, but webroot.com. Look for the link, take the holiday sobriety test, and there you'll find links to download the app, either onto your Android or Apple device. There's also a PC browser-based version as well.
Do you have to breathe into the computer, or you just take answer questions?
Well, actually, that's where the fun begins.
All right, so let's try this. Let's both, Phil, you and I are going to log on to webroot.com, and everybody listening at home, anybody who's near a computer, log on with us to webroot.com, and we'll go through this sobriety test as a check before you have to use it for real. 21 After a Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Happy New Year from the Good Day program. Happy New Year from Phil Lempert, the folks at the SupermarketGuru.com website, all the people that are working on all this information. Every day you can go in and check out where the bargains are, if there are bargains, what Phil is testing, what the trends are in food preparation, food procurement, that sort of thing. And then, you know, there are ancillary things like this WebRoot software to provide yourself with a sobriety test. We have Chris Benham with us, who is working on it. We actually all are. Michael is doing it. I'm doing it. Phil is doing it. I'm stretching over here. We're installing this WebRoot software. So why don't you give us a primer in how this thing is used, Chris?
You bet. So if you're downloading the PC-based, the browser-based version, once you've downloaded that one, it will ask you which of the social media networks you have accounts on. And then you actually set the hours of the day that you want to be tested. So, say, from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., it will challenge you before you're allowed to post anything, ideally to keep you from doing anything silly. And then it will put a test in front of you, one of which is a bit like a roadside sobriety test, or at least I'm told, in which you have to draw a straight line across your screen without going outside the line. If you
using
fail...
Using your mouse.
That's right. And you connect it between two reindeer, since it's the holidays.
That's very clever.
And if you wander outside...
You guys have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, apparently.
But you know what I love about this, Doug, you know, in the material that Chris sent us beforehand? Some of the things that people... They did a survey, and some of the activities that partygoers might not have done had they used this holiday party sobriety test. So... Party going. 46% said they wouldn't have gone out for more drinks if they'd taken the test. Now, 34%, about a third, said they wouldn't have sent a stupid text, similar to what has been talked about before. But then...
Hey, honey, I'm in bed with your best friend.
It gets better. a quarter of people, 1 out of 4 people, would have avoided that sexy dance in front of my coworkers.
Really?
Another 1 out of 4 would never have gone home with a coworker to continue the celebration. And 18% would have skipped bussing the boss on the way out. I'm not sure what bussing the boss means, but I don't think I want to ask Chris.
Especially if the boss is a woman, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever that is, it can't
loaded,
be
now,
good. Yeah.
Doug, mine is loaded.
Yeah.
And also, I think that, Chris, this is a really smart idea because, as you said, your primary business is just about antivirus support and stuff like that for computers. So this is cool. So there's a wheel that starts. It says spin the wheel. Press the start button. Hear that?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. And it landed on reaction test. So now I press reaction test. Tap these targets as they appear. Do not tap these targets. Okay. So I tap what's green. I don't tap what's red. Let's see if I'm sober. Green. Oh, missed that. Okay.
Have a margarita.
Oh, my gosh.
Those aren't good sounds.
Well, no, it is good.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
It is good. Yeah, no, I got them all except the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, missed.
Anyway.
How much longer does this go, Chris? Get bored with it here.
Should be a little timer there.
Oh, I see
shot.
The timer. Yeah. Doug, this is not good. I don't think I'm going to come out sober here.
Really? You're not? So what happens if it isn't reading you right? I guess that would be a question, Chris.
It's, as I said, it's certainly not a legitimate sobriety test, but it is something designed to make you think about your own state of sobriety before you take that next action.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some people have told us they actually perform better with a few drinks. You know, so it is designed just to make you think about what's going on, test your reflexes, and at the end it will give you a score here
Yeah, mine is only 55%.
55.
That's not very good.
Yeah.
No, it's not very good.
So he's not really sober. He had too many drinks last night when he went to the
hospital.
That's
right.
That's all.
I think that's what it is.
Maybe it's the hangover test at this point.
Right.
Yeah, but it should give you some options at the bottom there, one of which is you can send out a distress signal to your friends via Twitter or Facebook and let them know that you didn't pass and you wouldn't mind them coming to visit and maybe pick you up.
This will test your friendship, especially if the call is made at 3 o'clock in the morning. Who's,
exactly
who's coming in? Who's helping you in terms of at 3 o'clock in the morning taking even the call? I have a good friend who said, I'm the only person she knows that would actually answer the phone and whatever it was that she needed at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd be there. But how many more people do you know who are like, this is a good test for that. All right, so Chris Benham from WebRoot, download that software.
It's free software.
Yeah, right.
This is free, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have a good holiday. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Up next in the next half hour, we're going to meet Dr. Drew Ramsey, who's the author of The Happiness Diet, plus Phil will reveal for the first time ever any place in the world the big trends for the new year. He thinks it's black food, so we got to find out what do we mean by black. I have black food in my refrigerator. Stuff's been there for
a
while.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Not the point. It's a half past the hour. Good day weekend. Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, on the air.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
And carry here. It's not a case of you get what you pay for, because you're not paying for anything to listen to Phil Limbert on the Good Day Weekend program. We're here to help you out, and one of the things we're going to do is try to look at some of the trends for this new year. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Phil and I now have Dr. Drew Ramsey with us, who's the author of The Happiness Diet. At this time of year, a lot of people say the number one resolution is to lose weight. Always number two, be healthy. Number three, quit smoking, all of that stuff. So how does this play into that, Phil?
Well, if you take a look, and you're right, this time of year, everybody decides that number one, got to go on a diet. I got to lose weight. It's for health reasons. It's for appearance reasons. It's for all those things. But for most people, that lasts a day or a week or something like that. So Dr. Ramsey, who's a MD, not, you know, a PhD who's pretending to know about diets, has written this book, The Happiness Diet. And, you know, when we blend the idea of our mental state with our physical state, that's when I think we can actually lose weight. So, Dr. Ramsey, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Thank you very much, Phil. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about the premise of the happiness diet. Let's start there.
Well, the premise of the diet is what you were saying, was to start looking at food through the lens of the brain. And that we, when we think about food choices, people are oftentimes worried about obesity, diabetes, cancer risk, all things you can modify with diet. But as a psychiatrist and somebody who works with patients, I realize that there are these amazing links between mental health and food. And if you just think
think about what drives food choices. If you're feeling depressed or anxious, those are the times we all tend to eat, a little emotionally or make the wrong choices. So what does the brain need for health? And then taking a little bit of a historical view of looking at how our diet has changed so much over the last 100 and even 50 years, the actual nutrients that make up our food are quite different and different in ways that really do affect brain health.
Well, we've lost a lot of our connection to the farm and fresh and healthy foods. One of the things that Phil and I talk about here with regularity, the so-called locavore movement, is regaining or is really getting a lot of support, seeing it grow by leaps and bounds. Having said that, though, is your suggestion here that there are different elements around? Is there different nutrition in the food, the lack of nutrition in some prepared foods and some of the foods that are so full of the things that preserve them, there's nothing in it? And again, we talk a lot about Alzheimer's, dementia, the health of the brain, supplements, fish, that kind of stuff. Is all that part of what we're going to experience in the happiness diet?
For sure. Getting farm, I grew up on a farm, so I'm certainly influenced by that. And all of what you just mentioned is in the book. We really focus in on looking at the differences. For example, a beef is a good one. Mm-hmm. If you look at a beef in a supermarket versus the beef that's in my refrigerator, they're different foods. There's going to be a different mix of fats in a local grass-fed beef. You don't have to worry about hormones, growth promoters, antibiotics. And it's a better mix of fats for the brain. And the other things you mentioned, for sure, the omega-3 fats are a big focus of the book. And really trying to get into what those molecules do in the brain. If you look at the overall data about what Americans eat, we call it the modern American diet or the MAD diet, because it's very clearly linked to increased risk of depression and dementia. We're eating the wrong mix of fats, and we're eating a tremendous amount of sugar in these processed foods. Now we get 52, the average American gets 52 teaspoons a day. That's a 3,000% increase in our sugar intake.
And is that brought about by some of the things that Phil has bemoaned in the past year, the so-called corn, what is it, fructose corn syrup, that kind of stuff, corn?
High fructose corn syrup. That's part of it. It's interesting. As our high fructose corn syrup intake increased, our sugar. I mean, we've been eating a ton of sugar, and part of that is high fructose corn syrup that is in everything these days. Mm-hmm. And I think the overall problem is just so much sugar and sugar products, things like corn syrup solids, and we're now trying to call it corn sugar, and. It certainly is part of the problem. We call those empty calories, and as I like to point out, anytime the brain burns more energy than any other organ in your body. Anytime you're burning energy, you're creating waste products, free radicals, which a lot of people have heard of. And so you want to take in your calories with the nutrients that help fight free radicals and fights the inflammation that they cause. So when you eat sugar, you're just getting calories. Mm-hmm. You're not getting any of these other beneficial nutrients like vitamin E. Or there's a lot of plant science in the book about flavonoids and in different molecules in plants that help protect the brain.
Well, let me ask you one question, because I hear a lot from people, especially this time of year, where they get it. They understand everything that you're saying. They want to eat properly. The science backs everything that you're saying, but they still come back. And now I'm going to ask you for your psychiatrist's side. And they say, yeah, but it's hard because, I'm having these 52 teaspoons of sugar a day. When I don't have, as much sugar, if I change my food, I don't feel well, So how do we get people to go through that withdrawal process where they stick to it? And it's not just where they mentally know this is what they should do, but that's what they start eating as well.
Well, I like the fact that you use the word addiction, because we have gotten adjusted or adapted to a diet that's very high in sugar, it's very high in salt, and it's very high in a variety of fats that we haven't really eaten traditionally. I think about it like any addiction clinically, that you do it slowly, And I also try and point out that this is a diet that's made up of foods you like. If you look, you know, there's a big cheeseburger on the cover of the book, and that wasn't just to sell books. That's because I eat cheeseburgers every now and then. And there's a way to do that cheeseburger that is much healthier. So that's one of the reasons there's a lot of recipes in the book, and things that I think people like, you know, salmon.
Let's talk about tonight. A lot of people are going to go out for New Year's Eve tonight.
Uh-huh.
What are the three or four things that you think they should start the happiness diet with? What should they not be eating, and what are the specifics that they should be eating?
Well, the first thing I like to focus on with people is trying to change your notion about fat, that fat is the enemy, and your brain is made of fat. And so you want to eat the right fats, and you want to eat fat-soluble nutrients and protect your fat. So some things I'd recommend for people, I hope a lot of folks are not just going out but also staying home. This is a great holiday where people are entertaining. And so I can tell you I'm up at a house with about 8 or 9 friends, and what's sitting in our fridge, we've got a leg of lamb that actually one of the friends is helps run a butcher shop. So I know that's a grass-fed lamb. And it's going to have, you know, a plethora of nutrients that are good for the brain, ranging from a complete protein to heme iron, which is the most usable form of iron in your body. We've got a huge bag of greens, all kinds of different greens. Greens contain a nutrient called folate. So focusing on greens, focusing on swapping out all of the fast food meat and the processed meats, and really looking at more whole meats, larger cuts, which are also more economical. Focusing on fish, I just wrote a post for my Psychology Today blog about holiday food swaps, and one of the things on there was looking at something like a whole side of salmon, which a lot of people can get quite economically at a Costco or a Walmart. That's going to be the top source of omega-3 fat.
As long as it isn't coming from China.
What's that?
I said as long as it's not coming from China.
As long as it's not coming from China,
a lot of fish, a lot of foods that we're eating now, we were talking about that earlier, are coming from China, and you can't trust the stuff that comes from China. We just can't.
It's true, Phil, and I think it's really hard and confusing to be a consumer. That's one of the reasons that I'm so pro farmers market. Is I like to look into the eyes of the person who grew my food, and I think that helps contribute to happiness. Just knowing that my food dollars are staying locally, and I'm supporting, you know, what I think is a great American tradition of growing food. We have an amazing agricultural system.
And the last thing about tonight, before we move off of tonight, most people are going to have either champagne or some kind of alcoholic beverage.
Right.
Good idea, bad idea.
Well, you know, I don't think it's fair to take away people's champagne toast. I mean, we know that during the holidays, people drink too much, and we know that alcohol is a major depressant. So I encourage folks to always, especially my patients, when I kind of go sort of the pregame of the holiday season, I talk about trying to limit alcohol or at least space alcohol with water, and then to drink alcoholic beverages that have some molecules in them that are good for you. So I recommend things like hoppier beers, so you get a little bit more hops, and switching from hard liquor to wine, you know, to have that champagne toast but not have 4 glasses of champagne.
Why would you want to bring in the new year with all the anticipation, not seeing clearly? The
exactly.
Only reason you drink is because you want to forget last year. Okay, so last year is over. Why wouldn't you want to bring in the new year being as clear and excited and open as you could possibly be? And that would come from nourishing your brain, not trying to kill it.
Yeah, Phil, complete agreement. I'm most inspired this year. I had a patient who has just gone completely sober after probably about 20 years of abusing drugs and alcohol, and he is the happiest, healthiest person I've seen in a long time. And I know he's going to wake up January 1st, 2012, clear-headed, vibrant, and he's been a real inspiration to me that, you know, it's we always try and make recommendations that hedge a little bit so people employ them, but you know, the healthiest thing to do is to really avoid alcohol as much as possible. That's what's best for the brain.
All right. So in terms of tonight, Phil, are you satisfied?
I am. I'm going to just have salmon, greens, and half a glass of champagne.
And let's throw in some vegetables in there. I mean, in the terms of, we've got all kinds of, you know, sweet potatoes are an amazing vegetable for the brain. Brussels sprouts, we do ours with bacon, just a little bit of bacon, so you get some great flavors in there.
What about some chocolate pears?
You know, chocolate pears are, as long as you're doing them with some dark chocolate, right. I really like to write about dark chocolate because, again, what we were talking about earlier is when people think about diet, they tend to think about foods that you can't eat. And what I like about the happiness diet and what, and if you mention the book has a co-author, Tyler Graham, who's a great magazine editor, what Tyler and I tried to focus on is looking at how food changed and then looking at foods people like to eat or ways that we could help people cook and prepare whole foods and that would make them really tasty and delicious and easy. I hear loud and clear the convenience factor that people are so worried about and the time factor, and I really think it does not take as much time or as much money.
But you know what? The practical side of that is what's more important to you, getting home and watch a football game or taking good care of your health? It's just a priority. It isn't that difficult. I have people, just as a way of underscoring what you were saying, I grew up on a dairy farm. Excuse me, I own a dairy farm. I sell dairy products at my store on the farm. And the people that are coming who value their health, who value what we sell, which is a local dairy, and there is a CSA around the corner that does a box land office business in the summertime, actually two of them producing produce. These people drive 40, 45 miles out of their way to get good food, healthy food. They have the priority straight. That's really what the issue is, Dr. Ramsey, isn't it?
That is a big part of the issue, and every minute they're in that car, they're that time is contributing to your overall health. And I think it's something, it's a tradition that we've lost. And, you know, especially where it bothers me is in terms of kids, because the biggest time to influence brain development and brain health is during neural development, which happens in the womb and then happens in the first 8-10 years of life. Our brain actually doesn't stop fully forming until we're about 18 or 20.
Yeah.
And so the notion that we're feeding our kids, you know, garbage, I mean, we're talking about the nutrients that are missing. Let's also talk about all the chemicals that have been put into food. Phil mentioned food coming from China. I mean, it's frankly scary when you think that there are molecules that human beings have never ingested, something like trans fats, industrial trans fats were introduced in our food supply in 1912, definitely contribute not only to heart disease but also to the risk of depression. Think about all these pesticides, all of the artificial colorings, all of the preservatives, and there are clear links. These are not good for our health. And it is these simple changes of we do have great food. It's wonderful to hear you've got a dairy farm. In your dairy products is a fat called conjugated linoleic acid. I'm sure you know a lot about the fat that fights cancer, fights belly fat.
And you don't get that, by the way, just to underscore, you do not get that in milk that's processed, i.e., you're talking about the food that's processed. Milk these days, for the most part, goes through the flash heating that old-time dairies didn't do. They put thousands of gallons of milk into a vat. They shoot it with a microwave laser, kills everything, bacteria, taste, nutritional value. And the only way you really do get a value out of milk, that using what we've talked about here, Phil, a lot, I'm glad to hear Dr. Ramsey mention it, the stuff that's in milk that doesn't get destroyed if you use it raw, and that, in fact, is an extraordinary enhancement to your health and well-being. And
all the data about heart disease and dairy products goes away if you look at countries that still use traditional dairy methods. It was just one of my favorite studies. It's going to be up on my website. Looked at fat in CLA content in human fat tissue. And the more CLA that you had in your fat tissue, you reduced your risk of a heart attack. People have the most by 49%. I mean, it's just an amazing
fact. Isn't that amazing,
Phil? You're just starting to understand.
All right, so where do we get this happiness diet? We must be able to download it. It's probably on...
It's on Amazon.com. You can go to the there's a website, thehappinessdietbook.com. You can head to my website, drewramseymd.com. You can Google
Go to a bookstore.
Google Bookstore.
What a unique idea.
What a unique idea.
Actually, let's buy a book called The Happiness Diet.
Yeah, I like it in hardcover. I have to say, I think online.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of people. I was walking by
a bookstore.
Borders bookstore.
It's
here
a New Year's
night.
Resolution. Yeah. You should all go to a bookstore sometime in January and buy a real book.
Yep.
Your resolution for 2012 should be to build a better brain. And I know that the book has the tips on how to do that. And then we have a running list of 100 reasons not to eat processed foods to help encourage people to keep writing and make.
Stay away from the processed foods. Stay away from stuff in cans. All of that stuff, you keep hammering away at it, but it is what it is, and what it is important to your longevity. You want to live a long, happy life, not be subject to being at the doctors every 15 minutes. This is the way to do it. Thank you, Dr. Ramsey. Happy New Year to you. The Happiness Diet. Bill Lempert is the happiness guru. When it comes to food, he's the man. He can't do it. Nobody can. 51 after.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
Food trends come and go, but one trend that's here to stay is the importance of whole grain. In fact, the Dietary Guidelines recommendation states that at least half of your grain intake should be whole grain. But given the ever-changing nature of health trends, it can be confusing for shoppers to translate what they read on food labels to their nutritional needs. Nutritionist Keith Ayub has tips on what to look for.
You could incorporate whole grain into your diet without sacrificing taste, and it starts by making the right supermarket choices. So get cues from the front of the box, but make sure to look deeper on the nutrition panel. For a great start to the day, I recommend breakfast cereals that have the words whole grain listed as the first ingredient on the ingredient list.
Starting in January, more than 50 cereals with the white check, including Honey Nut Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, will have more whole grain than any other single ingredient, with the same great taste. For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com.
It's gonna be a funky new year.
sing it with me.
Funky New Year. It's 55 past the hour now. The Good Day Weekend program continuing on this New Year's weekend. Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, is here with the big trends for the new year. I don't think we should just limit it to one thing, do you?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we have 10 trends. One that you and I, Doug, have talked a lot about is the continuing increase of the price of food. And I think that that's something that this year we're really going to see not only prices continue to go up, but we as consumers have to get a lot smarter, which leads to another trend that we see happening, and I call that extreme home cooking. Much like the extreme couponing trend that we saw this past year, I think you're going to see people trying to make as much food, healthy food, as possible for the lowest possible price. And there's, you know, back to the app world that we were talking about earlier, there's now a lot of things out there that can help. One of my favorite is called ReadySetEat.com, and what it does, it's mobile enabled. When you're in a store, you pull up a recipe, and it tells you what ingredients for that recipe in that store is on sale as you're there.
Really?
That's fabulous. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, and it's a free app again. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that we've got to train our brains to. Just as, Dr. Ramsey was telling us about training ourselves to eat meat that is hormone-free and no antibiotics.
Just look, you got
to
look at the label.
Farmers markets.
Yeah.
We need to think in terms of how we can save money as well.
Yeah. Saving money... may not lead to saving your life. There's a practical way. You just have to have your priorities. Maybe that's a New Year's resolution. Set your priority button for you. Your health, your well-being. Yes, it's very important to care for the people you love, people in your family, people that are friends, but you're of no value to them whatsoever if your health is in the bucket. And your health will be in the bucket if you eat the crud that you see promoted. And interesting this week that Wendy's moved, even though they have 2,000 fewer franchises, in terms of volume, moved ahead of Burger King. Mm-hmm. Wendy's generally considered, Phil, to be healthier than either McDonald's or Burger King. Whether it is, I mean, is it really?
Yes, they do have healthier options. They've got more variety, if you would, of healthy foods, whether it's salads. I remember, this goes back probably 30 years ago when Wendy's introduced baked potatoes.
Yeah.
And what they had is it wasn't just, butter and sour cream. They were putting broccoli on potatoes and things like that.
Yeah.
So the answer to fast food is very simple. They're trying to give us healthier options. What you and I need to do is we need to buy them if we want them to continue on the menu.
All right, so black food.
Black food is going to be hot. We're seeing more restaurants do it than ever before.
What is black food?
Foods are also healthier because they protect plants against oxidation. So what do we have when it comes to black food? Black lentils, which are very high in iron. Black beans, packed with bioflavonoids that can prevent against cancer. Obviously, black berries are terrific with polyphenols.
So black beans black are better than white beans.
Yes, much better than white beans.
All right, so there are no more prejudices against black beans.
Nope.
Get the black beans, forget the white beans. And that's it. All right. Black food, that's what Phil says is where we're going this year. You'll be able to follow it every weekend at this time. Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru.